coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
I'll get this all figured out here, folks. That's right. If you happen to catch that pre-show, I was tucking my tucking the wire into the back of my shirt because hair and makeup didn't show up today. They never show up.
You're only allowed to do that once a week.
I know. And then I didn't unmute myself, and I'm talking to myself, and oh, it's a mess. Welcome to Monday. Monday, November 13th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. You know, Veterans Day, of course, celebrating the sacrifice made by our veterans. Of course, that's only if you're on the right. If you're on the left, of course, you know, you're the enemy. And the crux of the show today is the depths at which the FBI, the intelligence community, will come after you if you are a God-fearing, American value-loving person. Okay. I'm going to tell you flat out right now. I don't know how long I've got on air. I'm hearing rumblings that, yes, they're coming after me.
What'd you do?
Well, they're coming after us for conspiracy for J6, January 6th. Okay. Which it kind of brings me into my first story here. Bear in mind, I was not in D.C. I did feature some people who were in D.C., who were law-abiding citizens and did not enter the Capitol. But nonetheless, that doesn't matter. If you've got a voice out there, and this is a little bit of what I was trying to get out my last show. If you have a voice out there and you are pro-Western value, anti-globalist, pro-American Christian conservative, because really, you know, what have other countries done in terms of creating the lifestyle that we enjoy? Let me ask you a question. What has the Muslim population created? It's a serious question. What have the sub-Saharan countries in Africa created, or even in Central or South America? What have they created to allow us to live the life that we live now? It's all Western values. It's all Western focused. And think about this. So when you've got people like the Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the unelected numbnuts out there, when you've got Bill Gates, of course, who is really a product of the intelligence community. If you think that he created the Windows platform by himself in his garage, you're not very studied. If you think, for example, that the war against Christian conservatives is over with, again, you haven't been paying attention. But this is going to bring me into my first story. Now, I don't know how many people are familiar with this. If you've been paying attention to the news, maybe you saw a little bit about this. Julie Kelly posted a Twitter message, tweet, whatever you call those things, X message or whatever. Gregory Yetman, the man hunted down by FBI for J6 related offenses. Now, what year is this? 2023 in the year of our Lord. November. January. of 2021 is when these alleged offenses occurred, correct? Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking things out here. The intelligence community, the FBI, the people involved in the National Security Council as well, the Biden regime National Security Council, or the Obama National Security Council. Please pay attention to this, because they're coming after you too. But maybe not with the in the same fashion that they're coming after us, but they're coming after you too. There's a man by the name of Gregory Yetman, who was honorably discharged from the military back in 02 or 22, I'm sorry, who was at the Capitol on January 6th. And the story behind this gentleman, I've got a video here that explains it better than I can. But folks, I really would like you to, if you've seen this video, great. Watch it again. If you haven't seen this video, be prepared to be very, very disturbed by it. And I ask that in the show notes at HagmanPI.com, that's our home base. If we happen to disappear, we'll always be at HagmanPI.com until we're not. Because, of course, all of the ISPs are part of the backbone of the Alphabet. And the whole system is operated by the intelligence community or at the allowance thereof. They just haven't caught up to us. When I say us, I'm talking about all of us, you included, who are listening and viewing this. If you think that for one second you are absolutely in the clear, you're sadly mistaken. But I'd like you to take a look at this video in the Hagman PI show notes for the episode for today. If you go to HagmanPI.com, click on the episode, and that'll open up a box. And that box will have all of the episode sources, citations, video links, everything that we're using today. And I say we because with me in the passenger seat riding shotgun, literally... Yes, I know what that word literally means. Literally riding shotgun is Randy Taylor. But before I bring Randy on, I want him to see this. I'm pretty sure he saw this, and I'm pretty sure he's aware of this. But I wanted his spontaneous reaction to this, and then his thoughts thereafter. Okay, because, and the same with all you folks. And as a matter of fact, do me a favor. If you haven't done so already, sign up for Rumble and or Brighteon and put your comments. Subscribe to Rumble or Brighteon. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just email address and make one up. I don't care. Okay, username, email address, whatever it is. And, leave a comment about this, because we're going to be exploring this in greater depth, because this, at the crux of everything, this should be alarming to everyone. This should alarm you. And this is how they, I'm talking about Mayorkas, I'm talking about Biden, I'm talking about all of Obama's people, I'm talking about that mental luminary of a press secretary. Good Lord, what the heck? I'm talking about, again, potato head Biden, Mayorkas, as I said, Christopher Wray, members of the media, including and especially MSNBC, Joe, hey, there's a dead intern in my office, Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, daughter of, that's right, Zygmunt Brzezinski. But watch this video. Again, this is video number one. The source of this is ABC News. The runtime is about just under 2 minutes. And This is about, again, about a man who's never committed a crime in his life, served this country honorably, went to the January 6th demonstration, and was found, or is alleged, and again, I say alleged because there's really no proof, video or otherwise, of him striking a federal officer, but he is known as suspect 278 AFO, which AFO is assault on the federal officer. Okay. Watch this. Share this. Let people know this is happening. Let people know this is the extent by which they will hunt you down and put you in prison. My friend Owen Troyer, in prison. For what? For saying 1776. Our right of free speech is gone. It's gone. We have no free speech any longer. And don't give me this horse crap, well, you can't yell fire in the crowd. Look, free speech is dead. For extra credit, if you want to go back in time and history and study the situation involving Eugene V. Debs, D-E-B-B-S, back in the early 20th century. It should give you some good background. What you're about to see is sad. And again, this is compliments of Julie Kelly, but it's from ABC News. It's infuriating. In some instances, it's kind of funny, but not really. I want you to also know this man, honorably discharged, the FBI staked out his home for 3 months prior to the raid. I think this was the last week or the week before. 3 months. If you do the math on that, the number of men required, the amount of time involved, you're looking easily for one person, manpower expense, easily $500,000. Easily. And because I've been involved in surveillance work. And then they unleash the gates of hell on him. No, he's alive. But watch this. Go ahead and roll video one.
Now to the urgent manhunt 40 miles outside New York City at this hour in Middlesex County, New Jersey, after a suspect wanted in the January 6th attack evaded authorities. This was the scene in central New Jersey today. A massive police presence. The FBI and SWAT teams called in. ABC Stephanie Ramos on the scene for us tonight.
An all-out manhunt tonight in this small central New Jersey town just 40 miles southwest of New York City. After this man, wanted in connection to the attack at the Capitol on January 6, evaded arrest. Gregory Yetman, fleeing on foot into the wooded area near his home. Police searching from the sky and on the ground. According to USA Today, Yetman is suspect number 278 AFO, wanted for assault of a federal officer, pictured at the Capitol in these photos on the FBI's website. In an interview earlier this year, Yetman indicated he was at the Capitol that day, but said he did nothing wrong. The FBI leading the multi-agency manhunt in the town of Helmeta. Officers in tactical gear, looking in vehicles, teams moving through backyards, armed with long guns and canines.
There were officers running through everybody's yards, asking questions.
Even though the sun has gone down, we can still see Joint Terrorism Task Force agents going door to door looking for Yetman.
According to police, Yetman is in his 40s, last seen wearing a red jacket and baseball cap. He served in the New Jersey National Guard for 12 years and was honorably discharged in March of 2022.
They are determined to attain this gentleman today. That is their effort.
Tonight, authorities are urging residents to shelter in place. Streets here in Helmetto were closed for a period of time. Tactical vehicles and law enforcement officers are still lining this street behind me, which is near the house where authorities believe Yetman was staying. David, it is still a very active scene here.
All right, Stephanie Ramos.
All right, do me a favor. Go back halfway to the neighbor, if you can. I don't need any... I don't know. Just go back halfway. God bless you. To the neighbor. I want you to take a look. Did you guys catch her name? No? Still, it's fine. Joanne Stasi. Now look. you can't make this up. Okay. Look, I'm not saying anything that's not who that is or that's not her name. But how appropriate, Stasi. RT, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com if you want to communicate with him.
First off,
yeah,
love how they refer to Jan 6 as the Jan 6 attacks.
Yes.
What else is referred to as attack?
9/11. Yeah. But in a moment, and then hang with me, everyone, I'll show you an attack which didn't get any media attention or scant media attention. And these people, instead of being shot as they should have been, I'm fairly certain they were given cookies and milk. Randy Taylor. And thank you, Eric the Tech. And by the way, you started something last week.
Oh.
Randy Taylor, or Eric the Tech started something. But I'm going to put a pin in that until for a little bit because he started something, and folks, if you listened and were part of the show last week, then you are part of history. You are part of meme making. I'm serious as a heart attack. Okay. People do watch this show. People do take what Eric the Tech says. Funny, sad, true, whatever. They listen. But so he started something, and I've got something to show you about that. But Randy Taylor, what do you think of that? One man, honorably discharged, never committed a crime in his life, under surveillance 3 months, lived in the house that his father built, has two brothers, live in the same house. Todd and his other brother left for work just right after 6 o'clock in the morning, the day of the raid. Greg left the house around 7 o'clock to go to work. And they all work for the same company. That's when the armed FBI agents and SWAT vehicles surrounded Greg. Greg walked out, frozen in the face of guns drawn, and then he ran. I don't blame the guy. Run. Yeah. A woman inside heard the commotion. When she opened the door, she was facing armed agent who told her to get down on the ground. She thought they were being robbed. About 30 armed agents stormed the house and property. They threw it. Now listen to this, okay? They know this guy is boom. He's in the wind. They threw flashbangs inside the areas of the property, including the garage. Broke windows, busted windows of vehicles and a boat in the garage. They ripped up the house. They scattered stuff everywhere. And then agents told Todd, the brother, after he returned to the house that afternoon from work, "You open the gun safe." When he refused, they told him if he didn't, they would break it open. This guy's not a defendant. Listen to what I'm saying. He's not a defendant any more than my wife would be a defendant. Open the gun safe, or we'll open it. Todd, the brother, confronted the agents and said, "Hey, who killed somebody?" They treated my brother like a criminal. Vehicles were everywhere, blocking the driveway, parked around the property. FBI, local law enforcement used helicopters, drones, search dogs to try to track down Greg. And that's when his brother, Todd, confronted the agents. "Go get Hunter. Go get Joe Biden," Todd said. "God bless you, man. Go get Hunter. Go get Joe Biden. Go get the real friggin' criminals. Every single one of you," this is Todd, the brother, talking to the agents there. "Every single one of you is corrupt. You're all Joe Biden's puppets." He demanded to know why they were not arresting Antifa and BLM. You know what they did? Eric Tuck, you're like this. They said, "Hey, don't be rude." Law enforcement issued an emergency bulletin to the neighbors to shelter in place. My God, we have a serial killing, bank robbing, serial rapist, Silence of the Lambs person on the. Oh no, I'm sorry, we don't. We had somebody just show up to demand that Congress do their job. By the way, Greg Yetman turned himself in the morning, sometime thereafter, without incident. So he turned himself in, and then his brothers, trying to find him, can't find him. They don't know where they took him. "He would give the shirt off his back," Todd told the news. "He helps everyone." By the way, Greg served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He also worked, and get this, as a guard at Gitmo. He's been a National Guardsman since, but he quit after refusing to take the injecticide, the COVID jab. Todd said, now this is his brother again, "There will be no justice, and that's the sad thing about it. I feel for my country and for my kids, and we do too. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. If you out there say, well, there's some good agents in the FBI. There's some good law enforcement. There are some good law enforcement people. You can bite me. You can kiss my ass. Because every single one of those agents, law enforcement personnel on that scene, were just following orders. You know what? You're a bunch of friggin' coward bastards. Every single one of you. Everyone. If you did not stand up and say, you know what, I'm not doing this, then you're part of the problem. You are the problem. And you and I, as I've said before, we can't be friends.
And you will pay someday.
Yeah. Whether it's this life or next life, Eric the Tech, you're right. You're going to stand before God, and you got some stuff to answer to. And if you think I'm blowing smoke, well, I'll tell you what.
Stand before us first.
That would be the best, wouldn't it, Eric the Tech? You stand before us for a trial, and then judgment, and then execution of that judgment. But see, this is all about the optics and juicing Department of Justice domestic terror data ahead of President Trump's J6 trial. Jack Smith recently admitted in a motion that the trial would prove that Trump was responsible for the events of January 6th. Also, that account is consistent with other accounts of FBI raids against January 6th protesters. You think that they're going to go after Antifa and BLM people the same way. Patrice Cullors is laughing her ass off, her big, fat, black ass off at all of us. She's laughing in her mansion. Meanwhile, Greg Yetman, who probably saw more action in the sandboxes, served his country honorably, is getting the treatment that terrorists don't get. This, believe me, we are, if you're not pissed off right now, if you are not angry right now and paying attention, I can't help you. And frankly, don't talk to me. Stay as far away from me as possible. And if you're one of these jackbooted thugs out there saying just following orders, you're a coward. You're nothing more than cowards. And I'll say that to your face when you bust in this office door, this studio door. You're cowards, every single damn one of you. Randy Taylor, your thoughts.
Just following orders. I imagine that was a phrase overused, used, and used again at Nuremberg. I was just following orders. Well, that doesn't justify it. I don't understand in a lot of cases why, I get it that you got a family to feed. I get all that. But there's got to be a line there somewhere. You know, when you take oaths in these type of offices in the FBI, and all, I mean, you swear on different things. It's not just one thing. You swear on a number of things that you will uphold the law. That's not upholding the law. That reminded me of the Roger Stone bust. You know, this insanity of bringing armed vehicles. What's with the armored cars? You know, the armored vehicles. I don't get it. The guy is not. He has no history of anything.
Get it. You get it. It's no, all optics.
I know, but I'm saying that's exactly what it is. That is to put the fear of God in everybody. Because they don't want another January 6th. They know that they're doing such a shitty job running this country into the ground. They know that the possibility of January 6th is real. Another one, very real. Except this time, it's not going to be like play date that was January 6th was. January 6th could have been so much worse. And they keep calling these people insurrectionists. If you look up the word insurrectionist in the dictionary, okay, unless they've changed it since the last time I looked, it uses the word armed. Armed. And the initial, you know how when you crack open the dictionary and they'll give you a word and it'll be like three sentences that they could use that word in. The very first thing it said was armed. Those people were not armed on January 6th. And I just saw another video, which videos are going to start leaking out even more. But I saw another video where the cops pushed the barricades aside and let them in. And this...
But by the way, before you get too far from that, Johnson, Speaker Johnson, release every single... minute of the January 6th videos. Do it now.
I think he will.
He better. I'm telling you now, he better.
See, people are kind of pissed at him right now because he said no to impeachment of Biden. It will look even better on voting day if there's ever an election again. But I say, let the Democrats destroy this guy. Let them do the work. But honestly, I think that's what's going on and why Johnson kind of kiboshed moving after Biden. Biden is screwing himself. Even Democrats now have turned on him. Even Democrats think that he should be dragged in front of Congress. He should be questioned and possibly charged. So in that case, there's a lot of other things they can be doing. And if that's the way it's going, and these guys know more about what's going on inside in D.C. than we do. Yeah, I want Biden trashed, the whole nine yards, blown out of office, you know, whatever they do. I don't care if they put an amendment on him, and I don't care. Just get him out of there. But why tie up the GOP resources when the Democrats want his throat? You know what I'm saying? Let them have him.
They'll do the work. I just want to say, the GOP as a political party, which, folks, you guys know that they're all one and the same, but talk about being able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat,
replace from the jaws of victory.
That's what I meant. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that Ronna McDaniel, whatever her name is, she should be taken out tarred and feathered. Put Donald Trump in place, you know, because it's a clown. This whole thing is a clown show.
And she's changed a lot for the worse.
For the worse.
Yeah, she used to be what I would call an available person. She didn't forget where she came from. She didn't forget the people around her. She was coming up. Now she's too good to even talk to anybody.
Well, she can't. She can't because she's got nothing. Nothing. Truthfully,
you know what I'm saying, man. But I'm just talking about even socially.
Yeah,
you know, she actually, with a lot of people that supported her and were good to her, she's turned her back on him. So, with that going up through the ranks, you know that what she's doing, and she is on top of major failures. She was steering the ship. Well, you know, it's like the captain of the Titanic. Get him out of there. You know what I mean? Get her out of there. I don't think she's any good for the GOP. I really think it'd flash her out tomorrow, and there's a lot of people that could take over her job right now and do a better job.
My goodness, the first six pages of the phone book of any phone book USA could handle, could do a better job.
What's really scary, though, is in all of this, at this bust, at Greg Yetman's house, the potential for an accidental shooting is pretty great.
Oh yeah,
when they do this kind of stuff, it's really high. Yeah. One, overzealous agents. Two, there's bad guys in the bunch. You know they're in there. There's people who work for the FBI. I'm telling you right now, enjoy shooting people. Then if you say they're not, you're full of crap. Okay, they're there, and that also is in the Marshal Service. They want us to look like we're bad people. You know, bad veterans. Shame on you, Christians. We're so under fire right now from the government on Christianity. You know, it's just the most interesting thing I'm seeing right now, though, is watching the Democrat Party as they split. You got your pro-Palestinians and the establishment Democrats. It's going to be really, it's really interesting. And some things are happening right now. They're going to be hard for one to forgive the other. And it's going to make for an interesting election if there is an election next year. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that things are tense. I also know if you just do like I do and run across social media, you know, and just watch what people say. Listen to what they say. Boom, 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 boom. People are getting amped up. They're really getting amped up because it's almost like over the years, since 9/11, this Muslim thing to a lot of Americans, the Muslim issue, the Muslims being a danger, they kind of felt like had gone away.
Yeah.
But it didn't go away. It's just the media isn't talking about it. And the government's not talking about it. And that's by design. They brought these people into the populations en masse. I mean, the amount of people imported. The southern border is one thing. We got a lot of people just coming in through airports.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Crying refugee. You know, that nobody will ever know about. You know, once they say refugee, especially from the Middle East, there's really no way to check their background when they're from the Middle East. It is very difficult. You'd have to have a pretty highly, and I'm talking about in places where they kind of got their act together, you know, from that law enforcement standpoint over their people, you know, like maybe Jordan or something like that. But a lot of these guys, and here's the thing with refugee, you can't contact, this is Geneva Convention, so this stands in every country, you can't contact the country from where the person came from. Remember, refugee. I'm scared for my life, you know.
This refugee crap. The way it works is if you leave country A, and country B is part of the, it would provide you with refugee status based on the fleeing from country A. That's where you stay, not anymore. You go from A to B to C to E to U.S., and that's your ultimate destination.
It used to be the first country that your feet hit outside of your country of residence, the one that you're fleeing. You're supposed to stay there.
Exactly.
And now, that's what tells you, they're either criminal migrants or they are economic migrants.
Well, okay. I don't want to get too far from the January 6th. Okay. Yeah. Now, here's something I want to show you. Okay.
But they're not doing that on the border. They're not down there with armored cars and tanks and jeeps and soldiers and FBI and marshals, and it's nuts.
We showed this video that's on the screen right now. Ben Berkwam in Tucson. It smells like the White House press office. By the way, if you've ever been in that small White House press office, it smells like a gym locker room times 10. Okay, the BO is incredible, but there it is. But one thing I want to show you, this is video number 6 from a week ago, roughly. You know, you saw the rollout against one man, an American hero, a man who served our country militarily, who had the audacity to speak up on January 6th. Now let's take a look at what happened about a week ago, roughly, with this pro-Palestinian / pro-Gaza protest, mostly peaceful protest, by the way, at the White House. Now, bear in mind, Biden was eating pudding and in his Delaware house,
his document storage facility.
Yeah, it was
the unauthorized one.
Yeah, his retirement home, where the he probably got a little bit of pudding on banana pudding on the one classified document. But meanwhile, this is what was going on at the White House, and the problem with this, folks, is this is illustrative, I believe, of the two-tiered or multi-tiered justice system, where these people, instead of being shot, I'm pretty sure the Secret Service got together and fashioned up a plate of cookies and milk for these people afterwards. Watch this. That's the White House fans. That's the White House. Secret Service agents.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
Banner. Being attached to the fence, which is totally against the law. You got people climbing the fence. Yanking on the fence. Climbing over the fence.
So, you know, I got the video, but I was...
How dare you wear that fucking vest?
Not that I don't know it.
Protect who? America wants Palestine free! What the fuck
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of these incels wearing tablecloths.
Fucking punks!
Forget about them in history. That seems very silly to me. I think this is really important. And I think it's...
And you see they're fixing the posters, of course, for the White House fans in this manner. Again, this is all against the law. And you got at least three Secret Service agents that are talking about, now, maybe we can talk nice to them or whatever. But there's additional video beyond that, showing some people climbing over the fence. And this agent's just standing there. Not doing anything except making sure that they don't proceed any further, which they, of course, didn't. But now, if you want to talk insurrection, let's talk insurrection. Is that not?
By their definition, yeah.
By their definition, right. So you see, none of those people out there will be charged with anything. None. Meanwhile, you have the full force of government agencies going after essentially an American hero. And they're going to toss him in prison, and you'll be lucky to hear from him in 2, 3, 4 months after they get done beating the crap out of him. Why? Because we're just following orders. Randy Taylor, it's time that the American people stood up and said, no, not anymore. Not anymore.
After watching him storm that guy's house, it scares people. You know, you've got him. I don't even know what advice to give people is, you know, if they show up to houses, don't fight them, they'll shoot you.
They'll shoot your dog. They'll shoot.
Someone in your family could get hurt. But really, what we need to do is, I guess, make sure you got lawyers. We'll put that out there for us too. Then lawyers out there that want to defend Doug and I when they come and grab us. Then
99% of the lawyers I've met are sycophants. They will suck the chrome off the bumper of America's vehicle. That's right. Okay. There's no more chrome anymore. Okay.
All right. Let's not run them off before they offer their services to us.
I'm sure in
our listener group, hopefully there's some good ones. So
I hope so.
It's sad. You know, it's sad you even have to have discussions like that. It's sad that America's come to that state. When you see arrests and all the other groups, Antifa, BLM, where it's like taking them to the principal's office. I mean, they don't do anything. They don't show up in force, kicking in doors. There was enough law enforcement personnel at that house that you would think that there was a group of, you know, 10 or 12 or 15 guys in the house. Well, it was nuts. It's just crazy. We're under assault. They're trying to scare patriots. They're trying to scare Christians. The FBI does not like Christians. Just be advised. The whistleblowers are talking, and they've said veterans, they don't like us. Christians, they don't like us. And they certainly don't like people who say they're patriots and that are patriots. I'm telling you, you're a target. I'll tell you where it's at just so you can go read it. Doug and I were talking before the show. Okay, this is from the Washington Times. FBI accused of targeting Trump types. This is within their own ranks. We haven't got to abusing the public yet. Agents who served in the military are deemed disloyal. And then they went further on to mention Christians. People that just go to church. within FBI ranks. They're a target, and they're trying to run them out of the FBI. Well, no wonder they want to run them out. If there are decent people in there, they certainly are making a great effort to get rid of them because they don't want them, because those people would have a problem coming after us. This is the FBI reminds me of the Russian FSB. Okay? Not the KGB. That's the CIA. All right? Let's get that. FSB. Look them up. They're the secret police, basically, used by the government for such activities like what we're talking about. This is nuts. You're persecuted for being a loyal American, loyal to the Constitution, loyal to your patriotic brethren. This is, when, since when did that become a crime? Well, it became a crime about the time that when they did the MIAC report. That's when we really saw firsthand that they were targeting conservative Americans. Law enforcement was. And just because it was only...
That's right. People forget about that.
Yeah, just because that was in Miami, that was the Missouri, sorry, Miami, Missouri, Missouri Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
Okay? That they issued this MIAC report. And this is back when, who's the senator that's always very Constitution? It was his dad was very popular at that
Rand
time.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, yes. If you had a Rand Paul bumper sticker, they were instructed to pull you over. And they were going to be searched. This is no joke. This is an official report. We've got it on file. Okay? No joke. You were suddenly terrorists. And this is what's happening now. Now they're talking about Muslim terrorists. And I'm sitting here watching this, and they're worried about a terrorist attack by Muslims. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we have video too, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up, because Christopher Wray, and this is cued to 3 minutes, 45 seconds. He was testifying in front of Congress. Christopher Wray talking about known wolves and says, you know what? Yes. The gaps in our intelligence are real. Okay. Now, when you compare this to 9/11, which we know all about 9/11, how things played out there in terms of the intelligence community, their level of involvement, facilitation, and of course the oddities that we can all point to. The issue here, Randy Taylor, is the fact that this is Ray acting like George Tenet in the summer of 01, especially with when you consider false flags, saying, well, you know what? The gaps in our intelligence are real. But Ray, he appeared before the, I believe it was the Senate subcommittee. Ray notes the FBI threat metric dropped during President Trump's administration. And has now, and I just want to make sure I'm getting this properly here, and has now, has now increased during the Biden regime. And take a look at this and listen to what he says, because we're going to begin this at 3:25 or whatever it is, and then at 5:40, listen to what he's saying, because he's saying that the FBI is not tracking currently operating terror cells or foreign terror cells in the United States. And the important quote here is, the gaps in our intelligence are real, and that's something we have concerns about. Well, wait a second. If you would stop going after the patriots, that wouldn't happen. But Ray is saying that the FBI is not tracking currently operating foreign terror cells located in the United States. He said that. And just real quick, the FBI had knowledge of Malik Faisal Akram, who was known as Faisal Akram. Ran at the prior to his travel to the U.S. He wished he had died in 9/11 terror attacks. He was a regular visitor to Pakistan. Jamaat Tigers, I believe he's a member of. Also, and I can just continue this just a little bit more. The FBI was fully aware of the Boston Marathon bombers, the Tsarnaev brothers, before they executed their plot. The FBI took no action whatsoever. The FBI knew about the San Bernardino shooter, specifically Tashfeen Malik. They were monitoring his phone calls and communications before her and Saeed Farouk executed their attack, killing 14 people, leaving 22 others seriously injured. The FBI took no action there. The FBI knew the Colorado grocery store shooter, Ahmed Alisa, before he executed his attacks. The FBI took no action. The FBI knew in advance of the Pulse nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen. They were tipped off by the local sheriff. The FBI knew in advance of the San Bernardino terrorists, as I said. The FBI knew in advance of the Boston Marathon bombers, as I said. The FBI was tipped off by the Russians about them. The FBI knew in advance of the Parkland High School shooter, Nicholas Cruz. The FBI knew in advance of the Fort Hood shooter and did friggin' nothing. Now listen to this piece of crap, Ray. And I would say that to your friggin' face, your ugly mug, if I had the chance. Listen to this. This is video. What the hell is that video? Video 2 is beginning at 3:45 for those following at home. Here it is.
In media interviews, you have repeatedly spoken about the potential for threats posed by lone wolves in the wake of the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. Is it fair for the American people to interpret this as you or the FBI are not concerned at all with a coordinated attack by foreign terrorists on Americans here on U.S. soil?
No, that would not be how they should interpret it. That's why I said we cannot and do not discount it. It is true that over the last several years, and I think Director Abizaid said something similar in her opening statement, that we went through a period where the traditional structured foreign terrorist organization threat in the U.S. subsided some in favor of this inspired, ISIS-inspired, let's say, attack.
That's passed.
But that, while that threat hasn't gone away, to be clear, that threat has not gone away. What has now increased is the greater possibility of one of these foreign terrorist organizations directing an attack in the United States. We haven't seen evidence that it's actually happening yet, but what we have seen is, and I listed them off in my opening remarks, one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And
so we should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. Yeah. We are in a dangerous period.
So the Office of Intelligence and Analysis at the Department of Homeland Security issued a report last month warning that foreign terrorist organizations are looking to capitalize on the ability to easily enter the United States at our southern border. So, Director Ray, is the FBI able to track all threats and prevent these individuals from conducting an attack on U.S. soil?
I couldn't say that we were able to detect all individuals. The people that we know about, as Secretary Rumsfeld used to say, the known, we're quite good at, together with our partners. But it is the unknown that I worry about quite a bit.
Director, can you say that we do not...
Now, watch the entire clip. Randy Taylor, they made your point for you.
Yeah, the known. Yeah, they've had many known over the years. And I remember Oklahoma City, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this they knew 9/11 was coming.
Did you and I know each other when because I went to Boston and I looked at one of the terrorists in the eyes, and I'll tell you what, the chill ran down my spine when I was across from this, when this... this killer.
You talking about the marathon bombers?
No, I'm talking about OKC 90-95. OKC.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I went to Boston. And I was doing some surveillance. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man. I have that picture or a picture, a surveillance picture somewhere. And but anyway, the FBI knew about these individuals and did nothing about them.
I can't believe that they were, and we sit there and think about this concept of a mass murderer walking around free in the United States. And we're talking about going to kill again. These people don't blow something up and then, oh, okay, I'm done. That's what I'm going to do in my lifetime. No. They're going to keep coming until you kill them. It's that simple.
Yep.
It's, you know, they're just, and we were never set up from the very beginning taking terrorists and sticking them in the civil justice system. when they're really, when they're known as a known terrorist, they should be in a tribunal.
And I would...
The system isn't set up for them. The sentencing guidelines aren't there.
No, but I would also apply that standard to the people inside our own government who have infiltrated and taken over.
Did you anybody realize that, like, Tenet is the guy that holds all the secrets on 9/11?
Seriously. Oh, yeah.
That guy who suddenly was there, head of the FBI, and after 9/11, boom, he was gone. You know, he's just one of the guys, and really nobody knows much about the guy.
Isn't,
I know he's Greek. That's it. Yeah, I mean, you don't really. We know everything about it. William Casey. You know, we know everything about that guy who was always yelling at Trump, always mocking Trump. I can't think of his name right now.
Which one?
Brennan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The CIA NSC guy for Obama, CIA, and then Muslim for Obama. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, those guys and just speak out against an active president in that manner.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? When it comes time for them to come after you or come after me or anybody out there, you're going to have to be really careful. Seriously. Because they're looking for a reason. They would like nothing better than have this guy fought with them, this Greg Yetman.
Oh, yeah.
An upshot. They would have killed his animals. They would have killed. They could have killed family members. You don't. It's a dangerous game that's being played.
But this is how they are operating today. And this is a point I hope people are taking from this is, we are no longer in Kansas anymore, okay? This is the operating field. The battlefield is right here, right now. The enemy is within our own government. And you know, look, I like to connect dots. And if you are, and you and I spoke about this, and if we have to go into overdrive, we will, but just kind of a heads up.
I'm good with that, but
okay,
that.
All right, good. Obviously people know that President Trump is being persecuted for his America First agenda. Look, I'm not going to make any excuses for his failings, his whatever, but it's not about him. It's about the movement. It's about us. And people say, well, he deserved it. This is all legitimate, right? Well, Letitia James, this is video 4 in the show notes. Okay, remember last week about Trump? Remember when he came out and said, look, she came after me. She built her
campaign.
Campaign.
She campaigned on Trump, yeah.
And I like some of the intellectual morons on social media and elsewhere. And then the media saying, oh, no, she didn't. Well, watch this, because this, insert your name where Trump's name is. This is a short video here. This is a minute video. This is video 4 in the show notes. Watch this.
And she's a racist.
Venomous.
We will fight back to your attempt to bring Trumpism to New York City.
He's called me disgraceful. He's called me radical.
Listen,
yes.
We know he's crazy.
Yes.
We know he doesn't have a sound mind.
Yes.
We know he's out of control.
Yes.
We know he's losing it.
Yes.
We know his days are numbered and we will come together.
He's called me a racist.
We've got to stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
You were saying she was a racist? How dare you?
Too
pale?
And the people that voted for her should be ashamed of themselves.
And all the people behind her are white.
Yeah. No.
Help me with that, RT. So, explain that to me.
I can't, buddy.
If you're a white male standing behind her, what the
this
hell?
This one, when we're done with her, okay? When I say we collectively, when the Patriots in America are done with her, okay? It's going to be people. I want them to be embarrassed if anybody finds out that they even knew her or voted for her. I do. I want them to be embarrassed. I want them to be uncomfortable. I really do. Because this woman has weaponized.
Hang on. That is the Kamala Harris school of how to get ahead in the world. That facial.
She offers a different course.
Think Willie Brown, notice her facial muscles there, and
right.
You get what I'm saying. Okay, all right. And the knee pads. Did you say knee pads?
Yeah. Yes,
you did.
she. And here's the thing. That whole thing's a farce. There was no victim. In what she's trying them for. There was no victim.
Of course not.
There was no crime. The banks were cool. They said that repeated testimony from the banks have said it wasn't a problem. It's not a problem. They paid back the loans. Everyone is happy. And what? You know what I'm saying? That right there proves that it's not prosecution. It's persecution. That's what she's doing. She's persecuting a former president. And I really just hope that when justice falls, that it falls on her pretty hard. You know, I mean, she needs to be disbarred, kicked out of any kind of government job.
As done.
She should have nothing.
Well, you have Mr. I've got a really cute torso. Judge Engoron and Allison Greenfield.
What a freak.
Okay.
What a freak.
Though. Yeah. I mean,
they're saying his belly looks like the Grinch. Looks like a Grinch head.
Man, I'll tell you what. I had to gouge my eyes out, and I'm sorry if
you can't unsee it.
No, you can't. I mean,
Why would a grown man even take the time to do something like what I've seen of the guy?
We've seen too much of the guy.
Yeah, but what grown individual in a highly respectable job? You know what I mean? These people are supposed to be setting examples. Just like a police officer. Just like the FBI agents. They're supposed to be setting examples for kids and for the public. They're setting an example of what you don't want to be and what you don't want to see. People, they're going to answer for it one day. Well, it's going to take a long time for justice to roll around, but justice is going to roll around. That Letitia, I think that they need to really disbar her. Though. She needs to have all her credentials pulled.
Oh, along with
everything
and Goron, and I want to see these people. I want to see these people tried, and if they're found guilty, I want to see them. Mm-hmm. I want to see the punishment, and I'll be behind the punishment. And that goes for every single one of these law enforcement. And it goes back to the opening of the program. Where was the county sheriff there saying, get the hell off, get the hell out of my county? Where was the county sheriff? Oh, we've got constitutional sheriffs. Well, prove it. Stand up and say, get out of here.
Yeah, they were probably backing them up. Back up the feds. It's a mess.
Well,
it's a mess. The justice system, I look around and we see headlines of court cases every day for different things. The justice system is broken.
We have a legal, not a justice system.
Broken. Yeah, it's broken. And to fix it, would require, and this is what I don't understand, where are all those federal judges that Trump appointed? Why does he always end up in front of a piece of crap? You know what I'm saying? That guy that's the judge in that case shouldn't even be sitting on the bench. He's a freak. You know, his wife, just everybody knows this, you know, because they want to put gag orders on everybody. That freak right there, his wife is on social media posting crap about Trump.
Oh, yeah, saying F
his,
Trump.
And his wife. Yeah, yeah, his wife. Now, how does that... I wish there was a way that another judge with a warrant or something could go in there and escort him out of the, you know, have the marshals escort him out of the courtroom and set another judge down.
Yeah, and they strap him to a gurney, take him to the CT machine.
Yep.
And what they'd find upstairs is two monkeys fighting over a banana.
Yep. And have him when he walks in, the marshals pull out, the other judge sits down, he calls the defense and prosecution up to the thing and says, this case being dismissed.
Damn right.
That's the way it should be. I don't know how you do that legally. I don't know how that works. There's got to be a way. Because just like a president, anybody with power has that, it can happen where they go bananas. They have a loose screw. And don't tell me wait for appellate court. You can destroy somebody between trial and appellate court.
You can.
Once a bad sentence is handed down, don't sit around and wait for them. This person should be removed from the bench today, forcibly if necessary. Have the marshals go in and arrest that son of a bitch. This is crap. No American should have to endure what President Trump has been enduring. No American. I don't care if it's a homeless guy on the street. They don't have the right, but they're doing it anyway. And nobody's doing anything about it. Well, we got to be a legal loophole out there, Doug. Well, it has to be something.
And if not them, then it must be us. Because what we have right now, the present mission of the FBI, the present mission of the federal judiciary, the present mission of everyone within government is to facilitate and protect Joe Biden and his family for the personal enrichment at the expense of this country.
Did you get that Biden video I sent you where they do the song about him?
Yes.
I texted you. I laughed so hard. My wife found that. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I was going to play that, and I thought, oh.
We'll have to play that on the show sometime. It was actually quite amusing, and all I could think of is Mr. Potato Head.
Okay, so to that, I've got to say this. Okay, I don't know when this was. It was a day last week when Eric the Tech said about Joe Biden's movements. He was like he was on a Roomba. You know those round vacuums that go from.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, to show, I'm not saying that somebody heard that and did this, but you know the timing does kind of fit. I don't know if they thought of it by themselves. God bless them, but watch
it. It was clever. Yeah, it was clever.
Yeah, this is video 7, 17 seconds. Watch this.
Please charge Roomba. Please charge Roomba.
What a bunch of malarkey.
Please charge Roomba.
He's running over my feet.
Out of the way, Jack. I need a recharge.
And no, Eric the Tech did not do that. Somebody, but the first time I heard of a Roomba.
Truth memories declining.
Sorry.
There goes that song. It's going to be stuck in my head.
It's like a small world. But this is the leader of the most powerful nation in the free world. You know how bad we're being disrespected across all around the world? He has no... Nobody gives a damn what Joe Biden says, including Hamas.
No.
They don't listen to him. You know what? That whole deal with Hamas wouldn't have happened if Trump was in the office. Because he made it quite clear. You hurt an American, we're coming after you. You will die. We will kill you. I'll put you in jail. We will kill you. He killed an Iranian general. And then he turned around and whacked the leader of ISIS. These clowns would not have done what they did. We had a different president. That president's name was Donald Trump. But at least, you know what? He might not be polished in the way he talks. He might not. He might slip up, gaffe, and type somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning on the toilet. Personally, I don't care. He's closest thing to Reagan I've seen in decades. And he loves this country.
And that's it. You're exactly right. I think back of everything we spoke of right now. I'm going to speak personally. I've lost my ability to connect intellectually with anyone who pushes or accepts, you know, that, hey, the FBI or the judiciary or whatever, you know, hey, we made mistakes. The FBI is not making mistakes. They are doing what is important to them, and that is to persecute us. It comes down to a matter of accepting what is always staring us in the face. We saw, and RT, I know that you talked about this and we went over this. We saw the outcome of the Michael Sussman trial. We should never, Sundance at Conservative Treehouse wrote about this. We should never lose sight of the fact that 40 FBI agents were involved in the Mueller-Weissman probe to investigate the fraudulent construct created by Hillary Clinton and the people who supported her. You know, 40 FBI agents, and according to the outcome of the Sussman trial, the FBI knew it was all a ruse, it was all a pretext, it was all false. This is why the IC, the intelligence branch, is the fourth branch of the U.S. government. Now the superseding apparatus above all other branches. This is how and why Barack Hussein Obama, John Brennan, and Eric Holder created it. They molded it, shaped it, cemented it, and made it impervious to any effort to remove it unless it's by we the people, and we the people must. And
it's in process.
One more thing. There was a gentleman, Henry Cueller, Cueller. He was critical of the Biden regime's open border policies that were hurting his Texas district. If you think if you think for one moment that you are impervious to anything of this new construct, think about this. After a month, less than a month after going public with his criticisms, and this is a state rep, the FBI raids his home, his office, the same FBI that raided his home or the home of James O'Keefe while coordinating the search for coordinating their search with the New York Times. The fourth branch of government is corrupt. They are the J6 committee. The J6 committee was they are who the J6 committee was defending, by the way. The corrupt FBI participating with a corrupt FBI selling joint J6 operation that involved the FBI. The corrupt media have aligned with the corrupt FBI. The justice institutions in and around this legal framework are self-aware and fully autonomous. The Twitter files, lastly, show the DOJ and FBI, through the authority of DHS, now have the ability to monitor every single aspect of every life that might seek to challenge or destroy the corrupt system. However, the actual terrorists, known foreign-inspired terrorists that we talk about, that you talk about, Hamas, Muslim terror cells, Chinese Communist Party terror cells, and other terror cells, well, not so much. Why? Because, well, you already know the answer to that. They're too busy going after us, Randy Taylor.
Wasting resources.
Well, you know, not to them.
No, they'll justify it. They're a little peanut mine. Worst thing that ever happened in this country in the last 20 years, I think, was the Patriot Act. You know what I mean? Immediately it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
And it's been used many times to go out of bounds. All they do is insert the word terrorist, and guess what? All bets are off. And people think the CIA don't operate outside the United States. You're out of your mind. They're running the news stations that you're watching. Don't think they're not. They're getting popped left and right where they're finding out that the White House and all, that they colluded with Twitter. Yeah. Colluded to block conservatives.
In my view, they still are.
They are. They're absolutely doing it. I'm so shadow banned, it's not even funny. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And they'll come after me for a post because I'll put some graphic up. And they come after me for it where I'm only responding to some idiot that put something up that was graphic.
But watch out, Douglas Mackey.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He retweeted that Hillary, that funny Hillary meme back in 2016.
Yeah.
Just now. What is it? 2016, carry the one. 7 years later, he's going to jail because of a meme he didn't create but reposted that supposedly interfered with the 2016 election. Are you out of your flipping mind, Douglas Mackey? Did you see?
But they don't care. Yeah, I saw it. But they don't care one bit about the piles and piles and piles and piles of footage of actual election interference. They don't seem to care about the election interference that's going on right now with Donald J. Trump.
That's correct.
That is election interference, and from a legal standpoint, they should be able to go after this Letitia creature and that judge.
Yes,
they should. They are absolutely. They're doing a worse job than if a foreign power was involved. Seriously, they're plastering the guy. And they don't understand that people love him, and the more they nail on him and try and nail on him, the more he goes up in the polls. I think even the dumb people are starting to realize that the man loves his country and that they're not after him. They're after us. They're just beating him up because he's the gatekeeper.
Amen to that, brother. Yeah. You know, I don't see how they can afford, and as we spend the final 10 minutes or so of this, can you see how they can afford to allow President Trump to be on the ballot against a Biden? I can't see that. They cannot allow that. So they've got to get rid, number one, they've got to get rid of Biden, replace him. And second of all, they've got to permanently get rid of President Trump, either by legal means or by other more prejudicial means.
I'm scared for his life. I'm scared for his personal safety. I'm scared for him.
I am too.
I'm just hoping that he's like Cyrus in the Bible. You know what I mean? And God's gonna use the imperfect guy to get the job done. I don't know. I watched the debate that DeSantis, he's lost. You can tell. He's just not making it happen. He's got no, there's no snap to that boy. The, that Vivek or whatever his name is. He says some courageous things and all that, but it's really easy to say when you're standing on a platform, basically campaigning. A lot of promises get made, you know, on the way to the White House, a lot, and not many of them get fulfilled. And this guy is just, the things that he says, well, I'll get rid of the FBI, I'll get rid of the CIA, I'll get rid of the, he doesn't have enough years in the White House if he got in there to do all of what he's saying. But he's saying that more than he actually could handle if he sat down and did the math. There's no way he'd get it done. No way. And I don't trust him because he came out of nowhere, just like Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't know who Barack Obama was. I remember when he showed up. And I'm sitting there going, who is this guy? Where did he come from? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know anything about him. And there he was. Boom. The answer to Bush. Everybody hated Bush. They could have put Bozo the Clown on stage.
Are you making the comparison of, and I'm asking this genuinely, of Vivek to mm-hmm. Barack Hussein Obama in terms of, hey, where did this guy come from? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. He just popped out of nowhere. Boom. I kid you not. Before this presidential stuff, I had never heard of the guy. Ever. And I usually, with what we do, we're very familiar with names and people and news events and stuff like that. Never heard of him. Ever. Never even heard, a year and a half or 2 years ago, that he was even dreaming about campaigning. I don't trust people that just get dropped in the puppet show. I don't buy into it. I won't buy into it. I don't trust them. I really don't. And Biden, Biden couldn't have won the election. If you go back and think about it, he couldn't have won the election mathematically. The guy didn't campaign. He was in his basement. He can't talk for 10 minutes straight. The other day I was watching him. They told it was time to leave, get off stage, and he goes walking behind the banners and all. So what the hell is wrong with this guy? There's the leader of the free world, baby. No wonder Hamas has gone berserk. You think Hezbollah? They're laughing themselves silly. No one would speak out. No one would speak out like Iran has if Biden wasn't in the office. There is no. Could you imagine all the crap the Iranians are talking right now? Could you imagine them doing that to Trump? Picture it?
And that's the thing. Trump was rather unpredictable.
And I love and I like that about him. I would dug it, man.
In closing here, and I thought this was rather fitting. This is page one. This is last week's top 10 news items that really didn't get a lot of traction. This is from the National Pulse. Now, if you can put that on screen, this is page one. National Pulse published over 100 news articles in November. And in case you missed them, here are the top 10 most important stories of last week. Now, if you haven't yet joined the Pulse, do so. But okay, so the first one, you mentioned this earlier, the Democrats in three states face serious vote fraud charges. Then the three states are Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. And we're not even talking Fulton County, Georgia. We're not even talking about the Krispy Kremes down there. The mother-daughter team down there that did what they did. And then, of course, I'm just going to go down to this next one here. Number four, report. And folks, you can go to this on your own. Go to HagmanPI.com. Open the program description box. This is listed as page one. Linked directly to the Pulse, National Pulse. Mm-hmm. Number four, feds censored conservatives ahead of the 2020 election. Oh, be still my heart. But nonetheless, this is been proved, okay, through additional top tier reporting. And then we spoke about this earlier. New York Judge Engoron praised far left club, which helped illegal sham marriage migrant get elected. I wonder who that could be. Yeah. Okay, so Arthur Engoron inducted into the state Supreme Court of New York. Now, this guy, and you can almost picture this, RT, right? He was a former cab driver. Engoron was appointed to New York City Civil Court in 2003. And he ran unopposed for the state Supreme Court, which is like our commonplace court or commonplace.
So back up to two.
Back up to two. Okay, go on.
Back up to number two.
Yeah, go ahead.
DeSantis gave Women's Spirit Award to a trans man, calling him a shiny role model and mentor and advocate to children. Are you kidding me? This is what I was telling you. This guy bothers me. Governor Rick DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, a self-styled enemy of work culture and politics, gave a Women's Community Spirit Award to a transgender activist for the biological man's contribution to diversity, equity, and inclusion. What the hell would he do that for?
Yeah.
This is pandering. This is, I'll kiss your butt and say whatever you want to hear if you'll give me your vote. This man cannot be trusted. That statement right there, that headline, should tell everybody everything they need to know about this guy. He can't be trusted. He cannot be trusted. Because if he'll say that at state level, guess what he's going to do at federal level? Yeah, well, he's got some real power. No. No.
Stay governor. Just please. Do your thing as governor and shut up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, just please, just go away. Get out of politics. But while I got you, folks, getting a lot of emails on the coffee.
Hey, good. Okay?
This is going good. Now, listen, folks, we got three flavors of this stuff, all right? And it's basically like gasoline, okay? You got the Revolution Blend, you've got the Patriot Blend, and then Doug's favorite and my wife's favorite, Detective's Choice will make your hair stand up on your head.
I'm going to tell you what. I emptied the bag of that today, the whole beans. And I saw this oil glistening on the beans. I'm thinking, Yes.
And the smell. The smell from the beans, they almost smell moist. It's awesome. It is awesome. Listen, I got some emails about Canada. We don't currently ship to Canada. No, we okay. Don't. We can look at that, but we got to come up with a way to where you're not paying $50 for a bag of beans. Okay.
And seriously, that's in your interest. And by the way, we're working on a kerfluffle with the fulfillment center on some mugs. I don't know what the hell's happening there, but
these things all get straightened out. This is part of business. Yeah. It happens. You know what I mean? Nobody's out any money or anything.
No.
Getting stuff in sometimes can be tough when we're negotiating. But you know what? We got a lot of exciting things ahead of us. Some really cool sponsors coming on board. Things that you people are going to dig because we do it for you. Okay? Plain and simple.
Things everything you're
done
need. Here
is done for you.
Yeah. 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 And yeah. That's something. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, just to give you an idea, tomorrow you and I are going to get together again. And we're going to bring someone on just briefly to discuss something that I think is important in a as the crap hit the fan scenario, and that's water and the treatment of water plus the and I did not know this, and I consider myself pretty intelligent. There's different alkalinity and of water. You can actually treat disease or mitigate disease by way of your water intake.
And improper water that's not got the right levels of different things, your body won't absorb it.
Which, you know, when I went through this, and again, I'm always looking for stuff that can help you, me, and the audience in general. And again, this is because we're more than just somebody behind the microphone talking about this. We do things. We go after
perverts. We're real people.
Yeah.
We're real people.
We go after perverts. We go after we underwrite those going after perverts. And also, we do research, but we bring people on who have certain things that can help all of us. And that's a big deal. So I can't wait to tomorrow.
It's huge.
Yeah. But,
it's pretty exciting to show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right. So to close things out, I guess we'll just say this. We're going to have to watch. It's all going to be up to us. And I would hope, and I guess maybe Randy Taylor, when they surround my house with agents, I would hope that there would be enough people to surround my house and say, no, you're not doing this.
That would be nice. I'd like to know what people would do if we were locked up.
You know, because it's coming. And
who's going to bond us out?
Oh, man. But you know, in the meantime, keep Owen Schroyer in your prayers, as well as all of the people from January 6th in your prayers. And, man, I'll tell
and
you.
And just what. So we're clear, we were on the air January 6th. We weren't in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
We're anywhere near it.
But we were part of a conspiracy to...
Ooh.
Yeah, we were part of that conspiracy.
Ooh.
I get notices every week saying, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. Well, so be it. All right. Randy Taylor, thank you so much for joining me today. And thanks
right
for
on, brother. Show. Happy to be here.
All right, folks. God bless each and every one of you. Please pray and prepare.
Every day.